Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, it looks like Deere & Company is forecasting lower sales and profit next year, predicting that U.S. farmers will remain reluctant to buy machinery after a disappointing harvest. The world's largest seller of ag equipment by sales says it'll continue to cut costs in the response to a market weakened by ongoing trade tensions with China. The company cut production of farm equipment by 20% this past summer to reduce inventories of unsold equipment. Deere says it'll initiate a voluntary layoff program for salaried employees, which is expected to cost about $140 million. The company also plans to assess overseas plants to eliminate excess production capabilities. Now, Chief Executive John May says lingering trade tensions coupled with a year of difficult growing and harvesting conditions have caused many farmers to become cautious about major investments in new equipment. Of course, cold, rainy weather delayed spring planting in much of the U.S. and held down crop yields, and later than usual harvesting of crops this fall has also kept some farmers from placing early orders for equipment next year and discouraged last-minute purchases of harvesting combines from dealer lots. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.